Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Simin Shin Nun Ches. We are up to Siv Ches, the top line on page 424. The Mechaber says in Siv Ches, Bona mechitzos al harishona la'akifo al yodam ledira. So again, you have an area that's more than a beis hasayim, and it was not hukah fadira. So what you did was you built walls on top of your existing walls, and the new wall that you added on top, you did it l'shem dira. Says the mechaber ein amol, it does not help. So if you have the existing wall that's not hukah fadira, and you add on to the height of the wall, it will not help. However, the imnivlu atachtonos v'nisharu halyonos me'aleihem. If the wall started sinking into the ground and the bottom wall went down and you're left with the top walls, we'll see in the Mishibur it doesn't have to sink all the way down as long as the existing wall is only less than 10 tefachim and then you're mashlin the rest of it with the upper wall, nitar al yadam, then you can be matir the whole area based on the top part of the wall that was added on the Shem Dira. So that's all by walls. Aval tel yoser beis hasayim. If you have a mound that's very large, more than a beis hasayim, va'oso mechitzos, and you made walls, afilu al svaso, even on the edges, ledira, mo'il, that will help. Shaharei dor ba'avir mechitzos sha'os ata. Because l'maisa, when you're on the mound, you are dwelling in the airspace of the mechitzos you made now. So it's a very interesting halacha. If you have existing walls and you add to the height of the walls, it doesn't do anything for you unless the bottom walls sink into the ground and the new walls are part of the hashlama of the 10 tefachim from the ground. But if you have a tell, where we say anyway, good asik, and we view the walls as if they go up, but now you add other walls on top of those walls, the new walls there will help you, even though the mound is in place. And we'll see why there's a chilek. The chilek the Mechaber really said is, because when you're living on top, you're living within the confines of the new wall. The other wall is an imaginary wall. Some people say that you don't say good asik if there are other walls there, and therefore we don't have to worry about the walls that were natural walls that are not ukel for dira, and we count just the new walls that you made for dira purposes. Says the Mishabura Sif Katan Unvav. So again, if you had a wall around this area that was more than a base asayim, that was not hukal fadira, and you just add it to the height, it's ain't a wall, it doesn't help. Delo mahani leila karfa flomidi, it doesn't help for this karfa at all. Sharei below zem mukav kfar. There's already walls around this area, so adding to the height of the walls, even though that added part is a shendira, does not help you, and you cannot carry in this area more than 4 amos. However, sifkotun un zayin, the inivlu tachtonos, but if the bottom part of the wall that was not made ledira sinks into the ground, shahoya ha'ofa rach v'tichuach, it was placed on dirt that is soft and it sunk in, v'nechbar ha'kosel, and the kosel went down, ad shalom nishar ba'asar tfachim agova, until the original wall was not more than 10 tfachim, it was less than 10 tfachim of height above the ground, and now you mash them with the walls that you added on top, and then we would say it is hukal v'dira, like we learned a few days ago, that if you want to take down a wall, you don't take down the whole wall, take down less than 10 tefachim, and build up the 10 tefachim, that's already hukal v'dira, so that's what's going on over here. Although the bottom part of the wall was lo hukal v'dira, but it sunk down to only being 9 tefachim above the ground, and the added part that makes the 10 tefachim is from the new wall that was v'dira, and that's going to be nitra al yodam, sifkatan un ches. Shaharei nasu l'shem dira mitchilasan, because the top part of wall was made l'shem dira from the beginning. Elo shelo yochlu lahatir arata. But until now, until the bottom part of the wall sunk into the ground, we were not able to tap into the top wall. Shahayu shelo tzara, because they were unnecessary. Aval ata, but now, shebelo heim leka asara bigova mechitza yeshana, that without the added part of the wall, we don't have 10 tefachim from the bottom wall. Shapir mahani le lekarfeif, now this new part of the wall, all of a sudden it kicks in and it helps and make it hukal fadira, and you'll be mutter to carry there freely. Sivkata nuntes, is case number 2 of the Mechaber, where you have a mound that was more than a beis hasayim, and now you made new walls on top of the mound besides the natural walls of the mound. Va'osa mechitzos lodur uleshtamesh alatel, in order to live and make use of the area on top of the mound, sifkotan samach afilu asvaso, even if you made the wall by the edge of the mound, right where the other walls are, Rotzalomar means to say, The lomi boya im hirchik misvas hatel shlosha tvachim de bevadai moel. Needless to say, if you make your new wall three tvachim in, away from the existing wall, that for sure helps, like we saw yesterday, kemavur b'sivav. But even if you made it on the edge, so it's similar to the case before where you're just making the walls higher, in this case it will be fine. Moel, sivkotan samach aleph. The afagav de belo mechitzos elu hare yesh begova hatel asara v'yoser. Verehu mukav me'elav. Even though without the new walls that you added on, l'maisa, the height of the tel is 10 tefachim or more, and that was mukaf by itself, so it's not hukav adira. Afal pikin shari. Still, it is mutter to use the whole area on top of those of the mound within the existing the new walls. Tekevan de'enu dar l'mata ba'omek. Since you are not dwelling down in a deeper part of the mound, ela al hatel begova l'mala, but rather you're using the area on top of the mound, hare adaraba. Behold, the opposite is true, mahani le rak mechitzas alyonos. So now you're surrounded and you're using only the upper walls that were made ladira. V'tachtonos lo mahani le velomidi. And now the bottom walls, the natural walls of the mound, are not helping you at all. Uki the misayim sharei dar, like the Mechaber ends off and says, that you're being dar within the upper walls. So although when I have a regular wall that was lohuk of adira, that's 10 tefachim, and I add height, it doesn't help until the bottom ones sink into the ground below 10 tefachim, then the upper walls kick in. But in case of a mound, even though the existing walls stay in place, but I built a regular wall adira around it in the same place, since lamaisa, where I am dwelling on top of the mound, there are no natural walls there. The walls are down below. We would say good asik, but now that I built regular walls around it, I'm surrounded by the regular walls that are hukav adira, and I can use that area freely. Sivkotan samach beis ba'avir mechitzos. Velo ba'inan sheyase kama mechitzos. You actually don't have to make various walls. Elakevan shebona mechitza achas l'shem dir sagi. Even if you only make a wall on one side of the mound, it's enough. Usha'are shalosh mechitzos nechshav ayidei hatel gufa shu gavoha asar tfachim. The rest of the walls could be the good asik walls that are from the mound, but you made one wall at sukav adira that nullifies the wall below it of the tail. Ukedela'el b'siv gimel, like we saw earlier in siv gimel, that one wall is good enough to fix up. And even the one wall that you're doing does not have to be the whole length of the mound in that area. Once you made this wall 10 amos plus a little more, l'shem dira sagi. As long as you made a wall that's 10 amos plus l'shem dira on only one side of the tel, that's good enough, like we learned earlier in Sivav. That is Siv Ches. We're going to come back to that soon in the Bi'ar Locha. Let's do Vayter and Siv Tes. Here the Mechaber tells us, Karfeif Yoser Mesasayim Shuka Fadira. Now we're flipping it around. You have an area that's more than a Beis Asayim, and it was Sukkah Fadira. Meaning the walls were put up for dwelling inside, and therefore you are allowed to carry freely within this area. Says the Shulchan Aruch, V'nota Rubo Ilanos. But now what you did was, the area that was surrounded Ladira, you planted trees. Afilu enam netuim shuros shuros. Even if you didn't plant them in an organized way of row by row, so the trees are all over the place, enam mevatlam hadira. Trees do not nullify the shem dira, and you're still allowed to carry them freely, even though there are trees all over the area. Avol, im nizra rubo. But if you planted plants, lower things, not trees, Hazroyim mivatlin hadira. The seeds, the plantings that you did do nullify the dira. Afilu ein bohem elas asayim. Even if the area that is planted is only a base asayim or less, if it is the rove of the area, that will be mivatel, the shein dira. And the Mechaber ends off on page Reishit Gimel, he writes, Nizra miut. So till now we're discussing if you planted the majority, then it's nullifying it. But if you only planted a minority of the area, so in ein bo ela sasayim mutter, if it's only exactly a sasayim, it'll be mutter. Yoser mi sasayim aser, more than a sasayim will be aser. We'll explain everything in the Mishabura. Says the Mishabura, sif kodan samach gimul. So you had an area more than a base sasayim, that was hukav adira, and you planted trees. Hu hadin kulo. You could have planted trees in the majority of the area. You could have planted the entire area with trees. Even though you didn't do it, shuro shuro samach dalet, elam mu'uravin. Rather, the trees are mixed up all over the place. Einam mevatlem hadira. Sefkatan samachay, trees will never ruin the shame dira. The avidi inshi lintoa ilonos bachatzeros. A person normally plants trees in his courtyard, kedei lehestofeth betzilon, in order to hang out under the shade. And therefore, if it was hukov hadira, no matter how many trees you put there, the whole thing could be filled with trees, it does not lose the shame hukov hadira, and you can carry freely in that area. However, planting seeds is a different story. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sefkatan Samach Vav, Zroyim Armevatlin Hadira, Dibizer Onim Lodairi Inshi. A person does not live in an area that is planted with seeds. Vahave Legina, you made this area that was originally Hukav Hadira, you just turned it into a garden. The Oser Letaltel Af Bishain in Israel. Not only can you not carry in the area that's planted, you can't even carry in the area that's not planted. Debato lo legabe rubo. Because the area that's not planted, which is only the minority, is nullified to the area that's planted, that in this case is the majority. Ukizara kuladamya. It's as if the whole place is planted, it's one big garden. Even though it's only 51% the garden, 49% is a nice chatzer, you cannot carry more than 4 amos in any of that area, because the majority of the gina has nullified the area that it's no longer considered hukav hadira. Sifkaton samech zayin. So the Mechaber said, Aval nizra rubo the zroim on mevat nadira, afilu ein bahem elas asayim. Since it's the majority of the area, even if the planted part is not even a sasayim, it's only a sasayim, it still ruins it. Rotzalom means to say, b'shetach mekom azria, the area in which it is planted. Ubeis asayim eino tzarek lekev dira. And a beis asayim does not need to be hukuf adira. Afilu hachi aser. Still it asers everything. Dekevun demiut botel lagabe rov. Since the minority that's not planted is botel to the majority that is planted, harei hu ki'ilu kul nizra. We view this area that's larger than a beis asayim, ki'ilu, it's all planted. Even though the area that's planted is a beis asayim or less, but it's a majority. So everything follows the majority, it's all considered planted, it's no longer hukav hadira. Ubekulo, since we view it as if it's all planted, ha'ika yosim beis asayim. So even though the area planted is only a beis asayim or less, we view it as if the whole thing, which is more than a beis asayim, is planted with zuria, and it loses a shame dira from the entire area. Sefkatan samaches. The Mechaber said, even if the part that's planted is only a sasayim, hu hadin pachos, even if it's less than a sasayim, kevan shehem harov, once again, since it's the majority of the area, ubiyachad im amiyot yeshoshem beis asayim, and together with the minority, it's together more than a beis asayim, that is a problem. Now you have an area of more than a beis asayim that is considered not hukav hadira, even though the planted part is less than a sasayim, but it's the rov. So the rest of the area that's not planted is bottled to that, and the whole area is considered not planted. So you have yourself a more than beis asayim area that is not anymore considered hukav hadira. However, that is all when you planted the majority of the area. Now the Mechaber is on the next page. But if you only nizra miut, if you only planted a minority of the area, says the Mishnah Berurah Samachtes, nirid dehu adin mechza mechza. It's either the minority or it's 50-50. You planted 50% or less, so then it depends. In ein bo el asasayim, if the area that you planted is only a sasayim, so then the rest is mutter. Even that area will see as mutter. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Ayinim Einbo, Rotzalom of Mokam Azarua. If there isn't in the plant part that is planted more than a sasayim, it's only a sasayim, it's mutter. Ayin Aleph, De'ein Koach Bamiot Lamae Labatel Harov, Shukav Adira. There is no power in the minority that you planted to mevatel the rov that was hukav hadira. V'hamiyot asmo gam kein mutter. Even the area that's planted, since it's a miyot and it's less than a beis asayim, even that area is mutter to carry freely in. D'lu yehei d'lagabe didei nisbatel ha-mechitza shukav hadira. Even if we want to say theoretically, lagabe the area planted mevatel the mechitza is the hukav hadira, gam kein lav midihu, it's still not a problem. T'ha beis asayim lo tzorech hukav hadira. Because an area that's a beis asayim or less, which is the amount that's planted over here, does not even need hukav hadira. So therefore, if you planted a minority of the field and it's a beis asayim or less, it's 100% fine. It's bottled to the rest of the area that is hukav hadira. However, if the minority that is planted, in that minority itself, is more than a beis asayim, so then it's aser. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Ayin Beis, what's aser? Aser letalto bakulo. If the minority which is planted is Wulad Reis Asayim, the whole area is Aser. The Hamiyut Aser, because the minority of the area which is more than Reis Asayim is Aser, Kaven Sheyesh Bo Yosin Reis Asayim. Since it is more than a base asayim, eino niter below hakef adira, so it's not going to be mutter unless it has a hook of adira. Uzroyim mevatlim mechitza shadira, and the seeds that you planted in that area that's more than a base asayim is mevatel the mechitzas they have l'shem dira. Aye, the rest of the karfiv is larger; it's a majority. So why does the minority ruin the majority in this case? Says the mishavura verov hakarfiv gam ke neser. The majority of the karfif that's not planted is also usr. Mipneshu pasuach uparetz lezroim shumakam usr. A place that's open to an area that's usr becomes itself usr. So even though the majority of the area is not planted, the area was hukav adira, but since the area that was planted was more than a base asayim, that area is usr, and the rest of it, the majority, is open to that area, so in Mela, everything is usr. I'd like to see a very important halacha, and then a very practical halacha that applies to many city Erevin, and especially our city Erev in Waterbury. Says the Bir Halacha on page 424, the last one, Hazroin Mevatlan Adira. So we just learned that if you plant seeds, it's Mevatlan Adira. Says the Chavetz Chaim, Lo Nisbar Ba Poskim, it's not clarified in the poskim, Im Hazroin Mevatlan Lagamri Hamachitza Shadira. What does it mean, the seeds of Mevatlan Adira? Does that mean it's Ke'ilu, the deer is done? Let's say now the winter comes and there's no more seeds. Does the walls like reinstate themselves as hukav adira? L'maisa, the walls were built as dira purposes. Now you planted it. So I understand while the seeds are there, so you ruined it. But now the seeds are gone. The walls were originally made ladira, so the seeds ruined it. But do they ruin it permanently even when the seeds are gone? Or while the seeds are there, it's no longer considered hukav adira. But if the seeds are gone, it's not the season, then the walls are hukav adira, and it's going to be fine. So says the Chavetz Chaim, Lo nisbar ba poskim hazroin mevatlan lagamri hamechitza shel dira. It's not clarified in the poskim if the seeds are mevatel totally the walls in the dira. The imkain, and if so, afilu b'sof hakayitz, even at the end of the summer, shekvar hotziu hazroin, where the seeds are already out. Mikom makom aser l'tatal, it will remain aser to carry there. Sharei hazroin bitlu es ahekif, because the seeds that you put there nullified the surrounding area, that shahayil shendira, that was originally shendira. The imkain, and if so, im yirtza l'talta, if you want to carry freely there now, tzorech lifrotz bakosel eser amos, you have to do one of the eitzes that we've been discussing, knock down the wall or one of these other eitzes of 10 amos or more than 10 amos, v'lachzor v'lidu l'shendira, and rebuild that area l'shendira. Kimavur v'sebeiz, that's one side. Oh, sure, or maybe. It's not that the seeds are mevatel the shem dira. It's just that the walls that were made the shem dira don't help. So long that there are seeds there. Mishum de'ein adam dar b'zroim. A person doesn't live with seeds. So while the seeds are there, you can't live there. It's not considered hukav adira. V'tekev shenestalku hazroim. Immediately when the seeds are removed, chazer akarfeif lehetero. So automatically the karfeif goes back to its original heter, shukuf mitchil adir, and it's going to be fine. That is the suffix of the Chavetz Chaim. I want to skip the brackets. We're going to come back to it. Skip the brackets for a minute and go to the last word of the page, and it continues in two pages. Umiloshen harashba, from the language of the Rashba, on 426, shekosav shazroim mevatlin es hamechitzos, the language of the Rashba is the seeds are mevatlin hamechitzos, it's mashma de la'olam aser, the walls are done. The dummy command the hook of shalosh shendira. The seeds make it that is considered low hook of adira. V'chein kosav loshen hazeh b'alam ma'or l'inyamayim harehem kizroim im ein ruyim l'shtamish ayin shom. V'chein mashem riloshen pirshem in ochanano shakosav buz roim v'docha es ha'akofa shekiv l'shendira. So the Rinnah Chanano sounds like the Rashba, that it knocks out the shendira totally. Mikol eila mashma, from all these rishonim it's mashma. Dibizri also nisbatel ha'kafoso Ladira Lagamri. Sounds like the first sad, that once you plant the seeds, you have ruined these walls. They're not considered Ladira, they're done. Umenela filu yirtza bachorev lishamesh bo tashmishe dira. And even if in the winter, when the seeds are gone, you want to use this area Ladira, Derech Pesach Habayis Habasuach L'socha, through the doorway of the house into this area, Gam Kein Lo Mahani, it will not help. You're not allowed to. Ad Sheyivne Mechadosh Shem Dira, until you rebuild it L'Shem Dira. V'afilu Im Yaskin B'daito Shelo L'Israel Od Olam, even if you made up your mind, you're never planting seeds there again, you're done with seeds in this area, Gam Kein Lo Mahani B'machshavta Levad. Machshav alone won't help. U'ba'inan Sheyifroz Bo Kashiyam Avur B'sebeis. You got to redo the wall the way we discussed earlier. So the Bir Halacha proves clearly from three Rishonim, the first tzad, that it's mamish mevatel, the Shem Dira, it's done. It's not just temporary, it's permanent. Now let's go back to the brackets on 424 back in the Bir Halacha, where he puts these two sifin together beautifully. Umimad kaimelon binivlu atachtonos vehalyonos kayamos demahani after be'esh enasilo hu'ilu klal. We just learned in Sifches in the beginning of tonight's shir that if you built a wall on the bottom that was not hukah fadira, and the top part of the wall was hukah fadira, and then the wall sinks in, all of a sudden the part of the wall that was not usable, it was not hukah fadira, all of a sudden it becomes hukah fadira. So why is it different? You see something that was unusable becomes usable. So the Chafetz Chaim wants to explain why in a case where I built the upper part of the wall on top of a wall that was low hukah fadira, it doesn't help. But then when it sinks in, all of a sudden it helps. So here I have the seeds, it doesn't help. When the seeds are gone, it should help. So what's the pshat? So says the Chavetz Chaim, Mikomakom, in the first case, Lubasov kishinistalko atartonos mo'ilos halyonos. When the bottom walls go down, the top walls kick in. The imkein hu adinacha. We should say the same thing over here. After beis hazroim lo hu ilu hamachitzos. Even though when the seeds are there, the walls don't help. Kishin is nalku mahani. When the seeds are gone, the wall should kick in. Just like in the first case, when the bottom wall is gone, it sinks in the ground. The top wall kicks in. Aval beemes ein raya. Sadach Chavetz Chaim. It's not a raya from siv ches to siv tes. Dehosam lo botlu meola matatonos layonos. When you built your upper part of the wall, the bottom part of the wall wasn't mevatel, the top part of the wall. It didn't cancel anything. Ela de be'ei shayu atachtonos, just that so long that you had bottom walls, hoyu helyonos lelohoil. The top part of the wall did nothing. It didn't kick in. It didn't accomplish anything. It wasn't officially knocked out. It just never kicked in. The alkena, therefore, kishinistalku atachtonos, so when the bottom one goes away, it sinks into the ground, nisharu helyonos, you're left with the top ones, shahukva ledira al madrigasan. So now the top ones are there. Those the top ones were built properly, they just never kicked in. But they weren't passeled, so now they kick in, so it works. Masha'en kein kan, efsha shazroim mivatli ladiru klakamon. But like he says in the maskana, over here, you had walls at Hukah Vadira, and you ruined those walls. You mevatel the walls. Once the walls were batel, they're done. The walls that you built on top that were good, over the bottom walls that weren't good, although they didn't assist you at that point, but they weren't passel, they just didn't kick in yet. They were not necessary, they didn't do anything. Now that the bottom walls sink in the ground, so they fall into place, and now they kick in, they work. They were never mevatel, so therefore they're able to work. So sifches, you're able to work, and Siftesi Gonzalo Mascon, you're not able to work. I'd like to end with one very practical note. It's on a Bir Halacha that we did not do, but it's note number 30. Ukishiye shetach shel zroim. If you have an area of seeds, or shrubs, or overgrown areas, v'kiyotze bozeh be'emtza ha'ir. You have an overgrown area, a karfef in the middle of a city Erev, that can theoretically passel the whole Erev. That was a discussion about the lakes across the street, that that's considered an uninhabited area. There's another area that's near the new Masifta that's uninhabited, which is a Shaila. There's two eitzes to make this uninhabited area in the middle of a city Erev not passel the entire Erev of the city. Aleph, sheyachalku beemtzo aydei tzuras haPesach, you can split it down the middle through the means of a tzuras haPesach, beofen shelo yishar b'chol tzad shir beis asayim. Again, the only area that has to be hukah fadira, they have all these requirements, is if it's the size of a beis asayim. So if you have a big area that's overgrown, a swampy area, and you make a tzuras haPesach down the middle, or a couple of places, and each area is separated, and each area is not a beis asayim, so that is one way to solve the problem. Once it's not a beis asayim, there's nothing to worry about. That's Aleph. Beis, if you skip down a few lines, sheyakiv soviv kol shetach hakarfif ayidei tzuras haPesach. You could also surround the karfif. This is what we used to do by the lakes. There used to be a separate Erev around the lakes, excluding them from the Erev. And then some poskim said it wasn't necessary. But that's at one point, that's what was done. It was decided it has to be excluded from the Erev. They put Tzuras HaPesach around the lake. So it's like a donut. There's the big Erev around the city. And then there's an Erev around the small area, excluding it from the Erev of the city. That's another way that you can exclude an area that would be a karfet that's more than a beis asayim. So either you could split it down the middle, that's eitzah number one. Eitzah number two is sheyakiv saviv kol shetach ha-karfet al-yedei tzuras ha-pesach. V'av she-mokom she-eino omed le-diurin. Even though a place that's uninhabited, lo moil lahakifo b'tzuras ha-pesach midalad ruchos, you're not really allowed to surround an area that's uninhabited by tzuras ha-pesach on all four sides, like we'll see later on in Shin Samuel Beis. Hainu dafka k'sheboim lahakifo, that's only when you're trying to surround it, b'chdei lahatir es-ha-mokom she-besoch ha-hekef. That's only if you're surrounding an area to make it usable that you want to carry in that area. So then if it's an uninhabited area, you can't use Tzuras HaPesach on all four sides. Aval kan, but in this case, we're trying to exclude it. We're not trying to use it. We're trying to not use it. Aval kan shehekef nasa l'shem mechitza bein ir l'karfif. Here you're trying to separate the city from the karfif. Hareze kemo mechitza revia shel shetach ha'ir. It's like a fourth wall that you're making of the city. V'lochein yachol ligdor b'tzuras ha'pesel mikol da'ar aruchos. And therefore you are able to surround it on all four sides because you're excluding it. So again, the two eitzes are make it tzuras ha'pesel across the middle of the karfif so it's not the right size, so it doesn't passel. If it's too big, so then you have to make another eriv around the karfif surrounding it, so you're excluding it from your larger area that's around the city. This is something that we used to do over here. There is another area that was under discussion that the poskim were looking at. That's a karfif, exactly how to split it down the middle, or if it's necessary. I and Shum discuss with the local poskim, but we'll stop here and continue with Shem tomorrow with Sif Yud.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.